Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us. We have an amazing author that has been on our show before, and she has so many treats for us today. Her name is Carmel Glenane. She is owner and director of the Atlantis Rising Healing Center and Mystery School, all the way in Australia. So she's joining us from down under. We've had Carmel on the show before, and she's one of our favorite guests, and a lot of you love her work that she does through teachings, through her books. She has recently published The Alchemies of Isis and Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart. Today, she will be speaking about her latest book coming out this spring, Embodying the Divine Masculine of All Truth, Through the High Priest. Carmel, there's so much information I want to go over with you today that I want people to check out your website, carmelglenane.com, for more of your background and all of the offerings that you have at your healing center. But welcome to the show, and let's get going.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be with you again, Christina, and to have the opportunity to feel the vibration of all truth in the consciousness not only of myself but of yourself and your amazing audience today. Firstly, it is truly an incredible honor and a scary space sometimes to be in when you're working with a book embodying the divine masculine. And the divine masculine is an extremely powerful and extraordinarily challenging sometimes experience to discuss because of the word masculine, high priest, divine. It's language that we're just beginning to get connected to as humans, and My purpose today is to guide you all very gently into the process of it as I understand it to be through my heart, which is open to the collective hearts of you all, so that we can experience together the shift of consciousness collectively, not just as an intellectual listening experience for your beautiful audience, but also as an alchemical process to open your heart to your own belief in your truth to shine.
Well, for those of you out there who have not had the privilege and honor to meet Carmel in person, I can tell you she holds an energy where you feel that you're receiving some sort of healing alchemy just being in her presence. Carmel, you have such a heart-centered approach to teaching and helping people through your books, through your international tours that go to sacred sites, through your healing center, your healing meditations, that what I found with doing radio shows with you is that you also have this healing transmission over the radio, and I can't prepare for your show like I do for other shows.
Nor can I. Don't worry. We're both in the same space with this. We always find, Christina, when we are together, that things happen between us that we wouldn't have dreamed could possibly happen before we begin the radio show. It's a process of letting wise and trusted friends. Today, we're bringing our wise and trusted friends, the All Truth Guides. And we might say, well, okay, you're asking me to listen to a radio transmission about All Truth Guides, these so-called wise and trusted friends. What's going to happen to me? How am I going to be at the end of this hour or this 5 minutes you want to listen to or forever you want to listen to? And I would need to give you all the opportunity to say that the All Truth Guides are with anyone now who's practicing heart consciousness, who wants to go on the journey to heart consciousness, or who just feels they need to have a different view of their humanness. So, all truth. Now, The All Truth Guides are supervising all of us in this transmission. They're supervising me, they're supervising Christina, and they're also supervising your responses. So as fellow journeyers with us all, please, any responses that you feel that bubble up, just let yourself feel the presence of the All Truth Guides, who are a group of ascended beings. They carry a vibration of order, justice, peace, and light. Now, for all humans, we need to experience in such chaos and fear a space that can carry a vibration of order, justice, peace, and light. And if you're needing to have all or any one of these forms in your life right now, do you need order in your life? Do you need justice in your life? Do you need peace in your life? And do you need more light in your life? You then are ready to open your heart and place your left hand on your heart and invite the All Truth Guides to come in and allow you to partake in this journey, this time in your evolution. If you can feel that now, you will find that these All Truth Guides are very wise. They're very trusted friends. Now think of the wisest and most trusted person you know. Think of a really good friend, not just someone you want to hang out with and chillax with, but a really wise friend or family member, parent, or someone who really gives you that sense of listening, wisdom, and trust. Now, wise and trusted friends, I find, whomever they may be, they create this really special grid, this special protection around you, because you need to feel that. And this feeling that you have when you have a person protecting your new feelings has at its core power, truth, and light. Right now, I'd invite you to feel that vibration in the space that you are in. And that gives you a chance to really understand what Christina and I are endeavoring together as a team to embody. Enjoy the experience and just let yourself find what it could be that you need in your life right now and what All Truth can do for you through your divine masculine self. In terms of your divine masculine self, you may be saying, well, what's divine masculine? Firstly, we have the feminine counterpart, the divine feminine, to the masculine counterpart, the divine masculine. It makes sense that complementary opposites support each other. When we create through the divine masculine, we are inviting you to create with your own inner masculine, regardless of gender. I want us to move out into heart consciousness, away from gender-based definitions of whom we are in terms of our gender orientation, because regardless of our gender, we need to know as a human, practicing to be an earthling, to be able to right now say, I have come through my human journey to know that I have my inner divine masculine and my inner divine feminine locked in to support myself in my journey. So today, maybe for the first time for some of you, you're being introduced to concepts that may never have percolated your consciousness. That is to have a wise and trusted friend down the right side or male side of your body, strengthening your body physically, emotionally, purifying it to bring power, peace, order, and light, to allow your divine feminine, your emerging feminine consciousness, to flower, to grow. It doesn't mean that it's any more important. It's a complementary experience. It's like planting tomatoes in your garden with seeds. You put a special protection around the beautiful growing seeds. You say the birds are going to come and pick these seeds, or the rabbits are going to come and nibble on the new shoots. So you put some wire or grids around the growing plants. This growing plant is your heart, As your heart begins to grow, it needs protection. As it begins to need protection, you call upon the embodiment of the divine masculine, the all truth guides, the groups of ascended beings, through the embodiment, which we, Christina, has very cleverly put together, the book that I have already had in print, The High Priest. So, who is the High Priest? Well, firstly, it's extremely ironical that the very American who ever bought my book, the very first person who bought my book, when it was in print, firstly, when I did a show at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, was a member of the clergy. And he looked at the book and he said, the High Priest, he said, I've been a member of the clergy, I've been a priest, but now I'm a masseuse. What will this book do for me? I'm very grateful to the incredible irony and parallel of a physical clergyman, ex-clergyman, purchasing a book embodying the ancient priesthood, which is the embodiment of the divine masculine, which is a gender-inclusive experience. It's not just for men. When I began writing The High Priest over a period of 4 years and living through many aspects of the dark masculine to bring through my own inner divine masculine, which is another book in itself, which I'll save for another time. When that book over 4 years was beginning to morph and grow, I was beginning to see how important it was for women to have access to this book, because I had written it primarily for men. I thought men will love this book. This is what men need. In actual fact, throughout the book's journey, 2 years into the book's journey in the writing, it became apparent that it would suit women, because if they develop their own inner masculine, they would then be able to allow themselves to know what they need in balanced, heart-centered men. This is a very powerful and extremely embracing experience. It doesn't mean that in any definition of power or of masculine power that you are a male-based definition of masculine power. When we think of the masculine, we think of power, power tools, and power things. Everything is based on a masculine definition of what the masculine thinks power is. The divine masculine is not that type of power. The divine masculine is a different frequency. It brings power and light to be yours to love. This power and light is to love all parts of yourself. So, Christina, if there are any questions you'd like to support what I'm saying, please feel free to ask me before I continue, because I don't want to keep continuing if you'd like to come in and support your audience in their journey with the book.
Well, Carmel, I love this book because it helped me as I was working on the book. It helped me to work on my own empowerment. So, you know, I'm embracing the divine feminine like a lot of us right now. But then a lot of times we're taught as women, as young girls even, to, you know, not stand in our power, not be the spiritual warrior that we could be, or have that inner strength and create the boundaries because we love ourselves enough to do that. And sometimes as women, and I see this in a lot of my friends and also in myself, I think sometimes we can be somewhat of a doormat just because of social conditioning and programming. And what this book does is it really brings out that spiritual, divine, sacred, masculine energy, but it's not in a way the audience might think. It's so empowering, and it's motivating, and it's uplifting. And Carmel has a way of teaching this information through her book where I feel like it's another mystery school in a book, Carmel.
It is.
I mean, there's so much in it. It's not just talking about it. There's exercises. There's things that you can do. Just by even reading the words and you think about it, it's even changing the subconscious mind for us to release any of those old patterns. So could you talk a little bit about the spiritual warrior aspect? Because I think we, a lot of times are spiritual doormats. You know, you go on the spiritual path and you think, oh, that means I have to just be nice to everybody and not nice to myself, you know.
Well, the biggest challenge in running a spiritual business, Christina, and I've been in a spiritual business for over 20 years, is that people expect, because you're in a spiritual business, that you don't deserve to have justice. When someone wants a refund on something, when someone wants to take money back from you that they've signed a legal document for, oh, but you're not spiritual. Yes, I'm more spiritual than you because I'm taking responsibility for the fact that I created a document that you signed to commit you to something. Now, the challenge in being spiritual is that, and I have said this to you before, we have too many foo-foo, wah-ha, fluffy ducks. A truly spiritual being is grounded. A truly spiritual being takes responsibility, as you will know from my book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart. And now that we're bringing through all truth, as you've been saying, it's this sense of raw transformative power to you. In other words, raw. Often we feel afraid of the RAW part of ourselves. Life is often very raw, and you have to go into the raw to feel that sense of transformation. So when we just surrender to our own raw transformative power, we feel this raw power source just become available to us. In other words, when we tap into our ability to feel our raw power, it doesn't mean aggression. In fact, it's just the opposite to aggression. When we see off-tap people being aggressive, they're not in their power. They're manipulating another person's fear. Now, when we create with all truth and the high priest, we're beginning to find we have a source of power that we didn't even know we had. You just suddenly tap into something, you think, oh my mamma mia, I have just said something I cannot believe I would have ever have said, because the raw power comes through you. And this raw power lets the mystery reveal itself to you, which is the mystery of your own power to transform heart's cellular consciousness. Now, the more power and light you get into your whole aura, energy field, light body, you then begin to sparkle and vibrate to this essence of all life. And then you begin to create with the mystery of whom you are. So the big aspect of the divine masculine is the source energy of all truth. And the source energy of all truth opens up the fire energy of the tantra. Now, the true tantra, the really true tantra, is the union with the flame, the blue flame of truth. And as the blue flame of truth comes through you, you feel the blue flame of truth creating with you now. Now, this ascension, this feeling of, and you may even feel in your own being now, a blue flame of truth coming through your being. This blue flame is the divine, all truth ascension process. Now, this process takes place through your central core matrix. Now, through igniting your central core matrix, trying to imagine that you've got one of those power tools, those Vroom power tools with that blue flame coming out of it. Imagine that roaring through your body. Now, this mystery is power. All of the mysteries are created through power. And it's enacting the power of the Tantra. And in Egypt, where I teach, and in Japan, where I teach, it's in Egypt, it's called the Sasekam Sahu. In Japan and in the East, it's called the Kundalini. The Kundalini, the serpent of fire, the serpent of the Tantra. And you're summoning this power source when you open up to the source energy of all life. Now, for many people, that can be extremely frightening. However, the most important thing that you are doing when you do this is that you are taking responsibility for every single thing that happens to you in your life. In other words, you're not playing our cultural blame game of litigation, of the government's problem, of the lawyers will take care of it, or the schools will take care of it. We create our reality, we take care of it, and we do what we can within the systems we have to change within ourselves to make ourselves better human beings in the system we've got. So all truth is summoning the power, and when you open it up, boom, you will feel yourself becoming a portal of light, which means that you can manifest instantly. You got energy, you got power, you're light, you're manifesting, you're on fire. And that's the fire you bring to your life. Who wouldn't want that now? Just who wouldn't want it? I mean,
it does bring us fire.
It boils you up. And the most important thing, it boils up relationships. Usually you will find that most people around you when you're coming into this energy are often confronted or challenged by your philosophy of self-love. It is truly a philosophy of self-love. It's a philosophy of saying, heart, I love you. How can I earth this? Now, the biggest challenge with raw transformative power is to earth it. Now, I have said this many times. As we begin to open our secret, sacred self with all truth, we know that truth is the glue that binds the universe. Every child knows, Mummy, he hurt me, she hurt me, that's wrong, I've been hurt. We have, as babies, encoded in us that we have to seek justice and truth. Unfortunately, as humans, or fortunately, we are not true to our species. Our species, as humans, from the old truth guides, our species sees us colonized from many different intelligences and civilizations from other universes and dimensions. If we are dolphins, we are true to our species. We will kill. If we are birds, we are true to our species. We fly. We are true to our species in pretty much every definition of Earth life. All of definition of Earth life is true to their species, except humans. Humans are not true to their species, which is why we have the crazy world we're in, because we're not truthful to our species. When we become truthful to all truth, we find a species of all truth people around us to gather and help us create that force field of energy, peace, and truth and light. So, in a daily way, Christina, earth it. Earth what I'm saying all the time so that you can feel unafraid of its power.
Well, I'll tell you, this is really interesting to the audience, I think, would get a kick out of what happened to me personally. So I'm working on this book, and I love how she combined the All Truth Guides teaching with the High Priest, because when all that truth bubbles up, that High Priest energy that comes in helps you so much. And so really briefly, but to give the audience an idea of what I'm talking about, an old family, extended family pattern came up, and the all true, and I'm working on the book completely unaware the book is working this magic in my life, because I was working editing and, you know, on the manuscript and all the publishing, you know, work.
Details,
and, right, all the details, and it wasn't that I was sitting there meditating on her work, although it worked that way anyway. So what happened, an old issue came up. The All Truth Guides brought up the truth of a family situation that was an old pattern that had been repeated for many years. It came up, and that would have normally crushed me, and I would have felt so hurt. Probably for 3-4 months of really hurt, depression about an unhealthy family pattern from my extended family. But instead, I didn't. I saw the truth, and it hurt a little bit, maybe for a day or two, but I felt so empowered that I love myself enough. This isn't going to affect me. I have all this gratitude for my life, and these, it changed the emotional pattern. It repatterned and reprogrammed me. And I know it was the book, Carmel, your teachings through the book. It was amazing what happened.
It happens to me continually, daily, and even hourly, because when you write something, you have to embody it. And the joy of working with you and having us found each other together, Christina, is that when a publisher embodies it, it's her journey within the framework framework of how you put together the book's cover, its logos, its graphics, all become part of the magic of a book. It's never just an author. It's actually when the author hands over the sacred, prized work to someone who gets it, someone who's embodying it. The alchemy or process between you and what happens in your journey with the graphics and the layout and the design and the presentation and everything is also part of the book's doctrine of signatures. It's actually part of what the book's embodiment is. And your family extended story, where one lifetime, lifetimes that you can perpetuate with your own children and their children, has ceased to exist in one day of raw transformative power, then protection in that knowing and wanting that real change. And the high priest is an archetypal role model figure. It's not a priest, and it is an archetype that respects everything that a balanced person needs to live detached and powerful and very love-filled lives. And I'm continually being presented in the work that I do, in the life that I lead, with the embracing of the high priest's energy in every little way as well as every big way. For any woman or man to explore their creative masculine, and would you believe men are more afraid of exploring their creative masculine than men, and we're working on changing that, is to examine your external reality. And this has to be dealt with, and this is how the priest really challenges it all, through patriarchy. Because when we challenge our need to use this model, which through control over others, and patriarchal system controls men as much as women, if not more, you suddenly find this layer upon layer of cruelty, of hatred to all people, go. And you're not here to do anything external. You're just challenging your own inner need to use this model to help you create your meaningful world and let what's going to happen out there take care of itself. And you'll find that you'll begin to notice as you read the book that the high priest can challenge very powerful core issues about relationship patterning, as it did for me. And within that, there's a lot of challenge in family dynamics, and sometimes you need a lot of support in those issues, and that you seek support in a journey to change yourself so profoundly. You pick up my books, you're picking up an initiatory process. You're not picking up a good read. If you want a good read, this is not the book for you. If you want an initiatory process that makes you feel a magical, love-filled, peaceful, ordered, full of justice and true peace, this is the book for you. It is a book that can initiate you in a sentence. I have seen people pick up my old copy of The High Priest, hold their hands on the cover, and literally shake. I have seen some people pick it up and say, not for me, because the initiatory process forces them to self-love. And today, our journey together is to allow this initiatory process through our beautiful high priests to say, yes, we are spiritual warriors, we are truth seekers, we want to activate our heart's intelligence, we want to release attachments. Are we ready to rip off our illusions to embody our creative masculine? You've got this book. You get this book. You need this book. And you need it to empower you, to give you your view of your heart as a living oracle. Go for it.
Well, you know, Carmel, this book, it helps people so much, because a lot of people are afraid to look at the truth. Because if they look at the truth, let's say a family situation,
yes.
Okay?
Oh,
well,
yes.
That's just that triggers a lot of people's stuff.
Oh,
so let's just
everyone's.
Use family, right? That's easy.
Everyone's.
So let's say they have a problem with the sibling, and it, and a parent, and they're, you know, and now they're in their 30s or 40s and they're still dealing with this problem, and they don't want to really see the truth, because then when you see the truth, is anything going to change? And a lot of times in families, there's no justice and there's no truth, because you go to a parent or a grandparent or, you know, another family member, and you are the one, the truth seeker, saying this is dysfunctional, this is not right. And you know what? It feels to me, from my experience personally, and also speaking to many other people in the healing business for over 25 years, in like 9 out of 10 times, the family stays in denial and does not, they even look at the truth seeker and the one who wants healing as the problem instead of the dysfunction. But what happens in this book is you don't care for their approval anymore. That's what's so magical about this book.
No, and if you care about other people's approval, you're closing down your heart as an intelligent organ. You're not there to make trouble. And it's not about having angry exchanges with loved ones. It's about withdrawing your emotional energy from the situation. It's also, Christina, withdrawing your mind and your emotional energy, your emotional heart, from the situation. And when you step your emotional heart out of it, when you step your mind out of it, your heart's intelligent organ will open up. And then you now let your high priest come to you, who will give you gentle guidance in this process. And the beautiful thing about the high priest right now is that the high priest brings right action. Right action is the right side of your body. Right action, right through your body, on the right side of your body, the priest will bring this action. You may also be aware in life that your left side, your right side are imbalanced. If you do yoga, you'll see the imbalances in your training or in sport or in anything where you just don't feel, you feel a bit lopsided. So the word right is right-sided. The right side of your body is a portal for right action to take place. So the next family encounter, you've got family encounters going on all the time, every hour. What is the right action here? The right action is that I'm not right and you're wrong. We bring that right action through your body, and you let the right side of your body be aligned for right action to take place. And then you feel the power, because you're offering yourself as your gift to your high priest. And then the priest comes in, he rests on your heart as you place your hands on your heart, and the heart will begin to pump. It'll pour out dross that's accumulated from lifetimes of fear and subjugation in relationships. Now, it's the fear, it's the lifetimes of subjugation and relationships that we are punishing ourselves with. And by lifting the load and by visualizing the dump master scooping out the deeply buried rubble of all your long forgotten pain, you're then going into that heart, releasing that rubbish, getting the pure love soil of topsoil coming, the rich, gorgeous texture of the love soil coming in. When you do that, when you place some flowers on the rich, nourishing topsoil, you will then begin to not give it energy. You will just say, this is my position, this is how I am with it, and leave it at that. Let your priest come in, let yourself have this invisible web around you, and you really will be fine with the fam. Truly, they will get it. They mightn't like it. They mightn't like it, and you mightn't see him for a long time, but they will at some level get it, because every human being really does want to go into heart consciousness. There's not any human being on this planet who at some level has not entrusted themselves to take a human body to get there. You're helping so many people if you do this. You're helping your family. You may not think it's fun. You think it's not fun at the time making this big break. However, you're helping all of them.
Well, I think, you know, we were taught for so long in society that if you break away from the family, even if it's dysfunctional, that you'll have this big hole in your life, in your heart, you'll be sad, you'll never be complete. And that is, I believe, kind of a lie of the reality. And you really talk about in the book how, you know, it opens up the all truth guides and the high priest. It opens up you loving yourself so much, there is no hole. And you can still, it's not judging the other people, but you feel so much different dealing with those type of situations. It is definitely a transformative book. And it's life-changing. And, you know, there's a lot of great books out there, but they're not going to transform you. And this one does, you know.
You live a diseased, you'll live a diseased-free life. You know, disease as we know it, the epidemic of disease and the epidemic of malpractice in prescribing medicines for diseases that are really not helping humans is a part of this core pattern we have in being human of not taking responsibility. We've got to believe that we can do it. And we've got to believe that the heart of all truth has this most powerful charge. And it's like an electrical current that flies through you and it creates with you. So you have this amazing energy and it just pops and it pops and it pops. And when you feel this power, you will know that you really are only here for your own self-love. And by embodying it yourself, you are helping so many people in your life, because all truth through the high priest nourishes your core being, because there's no struggle. The struggle's gone. Now imagine the struggle we have with family. We always have a struggle about certain events. We have a struggle about certain patterns. This nourishment of your core being sees no struggle. There is no struggle. And then you begin to shine. The essence of your being shines. So your reality has at this core this self-nourishment. Now, you take a lot of people with you when you develop that way of being human. You take people with you you would never have believed are watching you. And you will be extremely surprised by the support you will receive in your family when you begin to give them a model for living as a truth-filled, love-filled family. It really will transform the family dynamics immeasurably. And we are continually having to challenge ourselves in family dynamics every day, every hour. When there is big change, there are weddings, when there are funerals, there's deaths, when there are any major events like birth, these are the big challenges for truth seekers to say, well, of course you want to partake in the lovely family events, but you don't want to feel you've got to be a chattel. If you don't want to be a bridesmaid at your sister's wedding because she and you really don't get on, don't be, you know. Or if you, you know, it's true. Why should you be a bridesmaid at your sister's wedding if you really don't like her very much? You have to be really honest. And right. This is where all truth comes in. Why should you? I mean, if you and your family don't get on for a family funeral, go to the service, but don't go to the booze up afterward. They're called all sorts of things, but the gathering afterward. Please don't partake in the destructive aspect of the tribal vibration. Go and support the journey, but be truthful to your heart as to whether you can really manage enacting something that isn't working for you. They're just two extreme examples, but I'm giving you, all of us know them. All of us have lived them because they subjugate us. Hey, because you're my sister, you've got to be my bridesmaid. No, you don't. I don't have to have you as my bridesmaid at my wedding if I don't want you to have her. I don't like you very much. Well, so say it. Not to her in a rude way, but just say, I'm keeping it this way. That's being truthful. And of course, it lets everyone know that you are living with a different philosophy, not a tribal-based subjugated philosophy.
Well, and think, if more women and men, you know, let's say mothers and fathers stood up for themselves and say, you know what, that doesn't work for me, or I love myself enough not to put myself in this toxic family situation. Yeah. Think about the daughters and sons we will raise and how different they will be just by seeing their parents not take the same old, you know, family program and be diminished by, you know, unhealthy or abusive behavior.
Well, that's
and that does change the world. You know, think about
it
that.
It changes your world. It changes your family's dynamics. And it enables families to live with truth. It enables families to say what they really feel about each other. And, you know, it transforms family values to all love values, to values of all love, where you just love that person for her or his all love. And this all truth will shape your reality because it shapes your totality. And then you know how you can manage to bring to your world this incredible essence, this incredible energy. It will just give you a sense of peace. Let's get back to the simple things all of this is going to give us, friends. It's going to give us peace. It's going to give us light. It's going to give us order. It's going to give us justice. So look at all the family dynamics that you've had since you've been born, where there has been challenges in peace, order, justice, and light. And all of us, every single one of us, can tick every one of those boxes at certain times in our family dynamics with partners, with children, with siblings, with in-laws, with parents and cousins and etc. Now, also, it doesn't just embrace a biological family view. It is our family in our workplace. Our workplace is our family. And we need to be able to take these values into our workplace as well, not just our domestic or family, our workplace, our school family, if we're at school, our college or university family. Our family is a traveling roadshow. We are a traveling roadshow, and we will have to create these new dynamics at some point in our journey. We're just going to simply have to say, I can have the perfect work relationship with my buddies, but don't get me to talk to my mother. If you're not doing it in one area of your life, you're certainly not doing it in the other, and don't pretend. You're playing a game with yourself. It has to come through every single area of your life and every single area of your life experience. So to me, when we feel the energy of all truth, we really are feeling peace. That's all. We're just feeling in your heart now a real sense of balance. And when your heart's awakening, like a little baby kitten opening its kitten eyes, it's really important to create in the cycle the little baby opening its little kitten eyes or the little kitten opening its kitten eyes. You've got to create in that cycle. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy what you're trying to create. And that's peace in your life. Because destruction will create fear. Fear must be given no energy. And when you give fear energy, you're giving a very, very, very fearful aspect of our creation not a chance to grow. It can't awaken. We can't awaken, so laugh at fear. The next time you feel fearful, just laugh at it. Just laugh. Go outside. Go out and give yourself a good belly laugh and laugh at it. Look at it as an entity or a force. Laugh at it. Give it no energy. Now, the beautiful thing about all truth and the beautiful energy of these all truth beings, it's like a membrane. Now, this membrane, imagine a membrane, it encloses the fear and it dissolves the fear. So go and have a look at the next fearful encounter you may have. See yourself being fearful. A person reflects that fear. You'll always find someone who reflects your fear. You'll definitely find someone who reflects your shadow. Now, imagine that thing and embrace it in a membrane. Just feel a membrane or a skin coming around it. Now, this creates a barrier around you that the fear creates this barrier to integration. Let that fear now dissolve. Watch the membrane just closing the fear and then dissolving it. Give yourself time to breathe through the process. It will only take 10 seconds because when you feed fear with fear, it then creates distrust in the remembering because fear is greedy. Fear is nasty. fears envious. So if you have greedy people around you, nasty people, and envious people, they all have attributes at some level of evil. So you don't give these attributes any energy. So please, when you're growing your little kitten eyes, when you're opening yourself up to this incredible new you, this new creative you, you just feel this shoot of green grass growing out of a jungle affair. Now, dear little, all love, the little green shoot, your newly awakened heart, needs her protector. Now, all truth protects all love to grow. And you have to keep growing in the jungle of weeds because the weeds will choke you. Fear is given no energy. And all truth prevents fear from choking all love. And Christina, that's it in a nutshell. All truth prevents the fear from allowing your shoot of love to grow for yourself.
Wow, that's beautiful, Carmel. You know, for those of you who are interested in this book, I want to read a little description here about the book. All truth brings ancient sacred laws to you, and these laws are invisible forces that bring power to your whole totality. Feeling this now brings you closer to the essence and heart of yourself. And this book is going to be available worldwide, over 39,000 retailers, this spring. But if you want to, in the meantime, connect with Carmel, go to her website, carmelglenane.com. And the book is Embodying the Divine Masculine of All Truth Through the High Priest. Carmel, we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything in closing that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes. I feel that right now, as you begin to release your own old identity, you'll hold your own energy, your essence and life force in the center of your heart. And when you do this, you will only be seen to be available for people who genuinely want to feel your powerful new energy of your magnificent new life. So you're now gone from all those who create in the world destruction and distraction. Give yourself now the opportunity to flow now, flow in the firepower of your own abundant heart, and allow this abundant heart to have at its center you. Flow in the power, flow in the alchemizing force now, and go for it.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, a lot of us are looking at how we can change the rest of our life, change the earth, you know, be in a new, higher vibration, work in our heart center, and really embrace our multidimensionality, you know,
Christina. We deserve it. It's like going to a school, sitting next to the child whom the principal says, Mrs. Christina, your little girl is potentially a genius. This is what I want you to do to help her become one. And you say, I can't be bothered. I've got other stuff going on in my life. That's what you're doing to your own heart. This transmission we've had today, Christina, is you, the genius child. You're the child. You're the genius. Your mother is yourself. And you're saying, I'm going to help little Christina be the best she can be. And I want all the tools to make it available. Sure, I may be a cleaning woman with six other kids, and I really can't afford the dancing lessons or the piano lessons or whatever, but I'm going to do my best. That means you get help and people come to your aid. All we are asking any one of our wonderful audience to do is to stop. Do not give fear energy. Go and see it for what it is. What does it look like? What does it taste like, feel like? Enclose it in the membrane. Squash it down and watch it release itself. Then you've released from the fear. Then suddenly the enemies can become best friends to themselves, we hope. If not, you are released from the vibration they represent.
Well, and although I say this about every book, but I don't expect to say this about every book of yours, but it ends up being the truth that it is a mystery school in a book, but it's also, you're reading it, and when you read the words, you don't feel like it's a school. It's not hard. It's not difficult.
School is patriarchal, and we don't limit self to school consciousness. We say mystery school, but it really is a patriarchal vibration that causes the fear. The ancient mystery schools were places of initiation and training. They weren't schools in a limited patriarchal view. We must understand that. Mystery, we are the mystery. We dip in and out of it when we allow ourselves to receive. That's the beauty of all my books and people who are writing this beautiful vibration, working through this beautiful vibration now.
Well, that's the thing. When you're reading the book, just like what happened to me when I was reading it and working with it, things started changing and, you know, things that normally would hurt me didn't hurt. And, you know, I felt that love for myself and different things started happening. So if any of you out there really are inspired by this, this is definitely worth the time to read this book because it will give you that empowerment and also this courage that you're not having to try. It just happens. And so you're truly a gift to this world, Carmel, and your inspired sacred teachings are just amazing. Words cannot express my gratitude for knowing you and being a part of your journey to help get this information out to the world. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show today to talk about this latest book that you have offered to the world. And real quick, in case any of you need that title written down, Embodying the Divine Masculine of All Truth Through the High Priest by Carmel Glenane. Carmel, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Christina. Heart, I love you. And heart, I love your magnificent audience. And heart, I love your magnificent country and the globe. And we would love as many people as we can to get access to these extraordinary works to enable them to feel empowered. Bless you all.
Well, thank you, Carmel. And to all of you listening, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to find out more information about Carmel, and she has meditations and all kinds of wonderful things she offers, go to her website, carmelglenane.com. And she is also founder of the Atlantis Rising Healing Center in Australia, so you might want to visit her if you're ever down under. And to all of you listening, thank you so much for your time today. And I'm sending out love and appreciation and gratitude to all of you. And please connect with me on my website and keep abreast of all the things that are happening at ChristinaWinslow.com. Thank you and gratitude to you all. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher, or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.